Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scales. We haven't done a proper episode in like 6,000 years. Or 2 months, according to Olivia.
2 months.
2 months.
That's like not that different.
No, I mean, we've had lots of content, just not a proper episode.
Right on schedule.
We are. We are right on schedule.
We are. So, I'm Tim.
I'm Olivia.
I'm Cliff.
And with us today, Rich. Hey, Rich, you haven't been on one of these in a while.
No, it's been the actual 2 years.
You've been hiding.
I hide well.
I couldn't find you. I actually tripped over you by accident, and that's how we got you here today.
I'm great at it.
He started moving so slowly.
I mean, he really had to take a crap. He'd been in that position for 2 years. Just cramping up. Eating grubs and stuff to stay alive.
Just taking random dumps and throwing them at people.
Yeah. But they didn't know where it came from, because you were hidden so well.
Nope.
It's poor bystanders.
Fuck them.
Right.
So, how is everybody? Who wants to go first with the how is everybody part? Everybody's favorite part.
Tim can go first.
Ah, crap. I'm fine. I've got nothing major going on. I will be going this weekend to Terrificon, which is in Connecticut, and I hate Connecticut, so that should be a lot of fun.
Are you going for work or for pleasure?
I'm trying to go for leisure.
How'd you say it like that?
Leisure. trying. I wasn't planning on going. I ended up getting free tickets to go. I would have planned to be pressed so I could at least interview people and talk to people. So if you're at Terrificon and you want me to talk to you, just let me know. I'll talk to you. We'll talk about dumb stuff. I love dumb stuff. The dumber, the better.
There's nobody better at talking about dumb stuff.
No. Let's not talk about anything that could advance either of our careers. So that's my immediate happenings, and nothing too exciting beyond that. Just all work, no play. Olivia, how are you?
I'm okay. Same old stuff.
Same old stuff. Did we name your motorcycle yet?
No.
Oh, that's a travesty.
It is. Everyone has failed you. And I've been thinking of ways to punish them. And I don't know what's appropriate.
More content from us just sitting here talking.
Oh. All right, so people, you better get in on this and name this damn motorcycle.
We're going to say there's content coming out. It's just going to be somebody sitting around a mic, going about their day, not conversing. You're just going to get ambient sounds.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mouse clicks.
Lots of butt scratching.
Burps.
So much butt scratching.
Farts.
Farts, yeah.
We're gassy folk.
Ice chewing.
Ice chewing.
Diabolical.
I love that I had to give you a note on ice chewing. That's my favorite thing in the world. I was just like, Cliff, they're just too damn hard to edit out. Can you not chew the ice? I can't do it. It's like nails on a chalkboard when I'm editing. I cannot.
Well, that's funny. I brought a chalkboard and I plan to scratch it for about half the podcast.
That's fine.
Okay.
You weird motherfucker.
Someone might be into that.
If you're into that, please let us know. CageTheScalesPodcast@gmail.com. We will record that for you and send you a private file.
Let's put it on loop.
No, it will actually be a half hour of different.
All right.
Yeah, you need unique scratching sounds.
I'll cut each one of my fingernails at a different angle.
Oh yeah, it's almost like playing a musical instrument at that point.
There you go.
It was me and Cliff's birthdays this past week.
Yeah, happy birthday, fellas!
Yeah.
Gang,
both in our 30s now.
I'm old now.
Oh, yeah, I'm older.
It's all downhill from here.
No, it's terrible. Welcome.
That's it.
We're in the 30 club.
There's no point proceeding from here, so.
That's fair. I've seen what's beyond. It's not great.
You'll have to tell us how 40 is.
Well, my wife's... Well.
She's very happy.
Yes. This would be the time she listens to. I'll just say that I'm going to be, this month actually, I will be turning 30, 7? I don't know. 8? I don't know. I don't know how old I am.
Gotta know how old you are either.
Gotta cut me in half and count the rings. But she's several years older than me. Like 3 or 4 years older. 4. So you do the math, people. I can't say it, but you can know it.
4 plus an indefinite number.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You got it. Cliff, how are you?
All right. Yeah, we had our birthdays. For Olivia's, we went and saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and got some authentic Mexican food in Philly.
Yeah.
South Philly Barbacoa was on Netflix.
Hmm. Yeah.
It was a feature episode on the Netflix show Chef's Table.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good. They had, like, you know, there's, as expected, there was, like, a long line out the front, but yeah, it was pretty, like, authentic Mexican as you can get. But it was, like, very basic menu. There's only, like, a few things on the menu, so.
Yeah, a lot of authentic places are limited menus. Yeah. It's like, you're going to eat what we're known for.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not making you something that isn't authentic, isn't what we would actually make.
I think the neat thing was, like, you could order, like, a kilo of meat.
Nice.
And they'd give you, like, however many tortillas you'd need to go along with it, and then the sides, and it came with soup.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Then we went to some Rims Cafe.
Yeah.
They have the best, apparently, hot chocolate in all of Philly.
Hmm.
And some old dude that just shouts, "What, make it happen."
Yep, that's his catchphrase.
I want to hire that guy.
Wow.
Make it happen.
That's what he does. He just shouts, "Make it happen."
We just stumbled upon him. We were just like, all right, this guy has pictures of himself everywhere. Who is he?
He made it happen.
Yeah. They had really awesome cannolis there.
Yeah.
Cannoli.
Yeah.
But how good was the hot chocolate, though?
It was like 185,000 degrees outside, so to be determined.
Okay.
Mm.
Fair enough.
And
I only learned that after the fact.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we went to Atlantic City for my birthday.
You won like $100.
110. Nice.
Yeah. Whoa!
Yeah.
Did they chase you out the door?
From the brink of my last bet up to over $200, which is exciting.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I got a tattoo 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting.
It's healed well.
It has. I never scabbed up.
I'm impressed.
Like, everyone's like, oh, you can't pick it up when it scabs up. Never scabbed up.
You're special.
Yeah.
What does your tattoo say?
Oh. So I guess that's my one time.
For all the viewers out there.
This is my you know, my one per podcast. So I got an Uncle Iroh quote from Avatar The Last Airbender. I know you're tired of hearing this, but he's the best. Just deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it says, if you look for the light, you can often find it. But if you look for the dark, that's all you'll ever see.
Aww.
So kind of like a trying to be positive thing, which is always easier said than done.
You're a pretty positive guy.
You don't really know me.
Oh. Well, shit.
Should have heard him ranting about work today.
Oh, well,
about all the mass shootings and all the
shit going on
in the world.
I didn't. I work with a guy that is an avid more guns, less problems.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, more of them. More guns, less problems.
All right.
I didn't feel like starting the argument in the branch that Texas has very lax gun laws, so there's probably a bunch of people in the Walmart with guns, and that person still killed 22 people. And injured countless more.
I think I read the guy that tackled him was like a pro wrestler or something. I swear to God, I read that. I couldn't make that up.
Like luchadors to the rescue.
Luchadors taking him out. Hurricanrana.
That's what, no guns for anybody.
Luchadors.
Luchadors.
619.
Luchador Police Force. Luchador Police Force sounds like our next movie. I think that's a good idea.
And then our distinguished idiot in chief, you know, said the wrong city in Ohio. That he felt sorry for all the people that died in Toledo, Ohio. The shooting was in Dayton.
not the same. Not the same.
You'd think you'd get that right.
And then did a luchador jump on the stage and tackle him?
I wish.
Field opportunities.
Luchador Police Force. I'm not letting it go. I think we I think we have to do it.
We have to do it.
Yeah. I would donate to that every time they come around. They come around for the little sales at the crosswalks. You'd be like, buy a new mask on me.
They don't actually stop anything, but man, do they look good.
Nah.
It's just nice suits and cool luchador masks.
You're not going to commit crimes while you're dazzled by your local police force.
I know that one can do some crazy spin kick.
Right.
I'm not messing with him.
You don't know what kind of flippy-do he's going to do.
He's going to flippy-do my car.
Right.
His mask and his tan line is impeccable. I can't. What am I supposed to do about this?
They don't stop crime. They just tan.
I can't look away. I was gonna steal a lady's purse, but I mean that dude's so awesome looking.
I did steal a lady's purse so I could give them whatever money she had. It's a weird cycle.
They love the luchadors more than me.
Nobody loves the luchadors more than you.
Thanks.
You got it, bud.
So, Rich, what about you?
Yeah, how are you, Rich?
I am struggling to keep up with my 9-month-old. I didn't think a 17-pound being could cripple me as much as they have. But, you know, these are things you learn.
Yeah, yeah, no.
As you get well into your 30s. you know. I got a better schedule at work, so I can exist during daylight hours and come hang out with all you guys.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, it's exciting.
Oh, warm and fuzzy.
My advice to you is if you plan on having another one, wait a little bit. Don't have them too close together. It's definitely never fun. You get a nice like 3-year gap in there at the minimum. You know?
Alright. I mean, that's more...
The terrible twos are awful. Get ready. Buckle up. You ain't seen shit. You ain't broke enough yet.
My back already hurts, but alright.
You'll see.
I'll go out for cigarettes exactly at the 1-year, 11-month, and 29-day mark. I gotta go for cigarettes. I'll be back in 1 year. I gotta go start smoking, get some cigarettes, I'll be back in a year.
It's good to have goals.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I'll put it in my calendar.
You really should, so you laugh at that.
Yeah. It'd be a break from all the crying.
Yeah. Every now and then, you can laugh and cry. You'll learn.
Oh, no.
So we're going to talk about stuff today. We're going to talk about some wrestles. We're going to talk about some boys. We're going to talk about...
some movies.
Some movies and some mutants. And what would you guys like to start with?
We can get the wrestles out of the way.
You want to get the wrestles out of the way?
Yeah.
All right, let's go down this here wrestles for this weekend. I think it's this weekend.
Yep.
Nobody watches this shit anymore, right?
So SummerSlam's happening.
SummerSlam.
It's the biggest party of the summer.
Yeah, so Vince is still continuing to ruin everything.
Despite hiring people that know what to do.
Can't keep his grubby hands off of it.
This past week, last week's episode of SmackDown... He rewrote the whole show 2 hours before it started.
Jesus.
Oh. Even though he has Bischoff there. And the 1 week Vince was off, Bischoff was in charge. The conversations and the promos everyone was cutting were way better.
Yeah, sure.
Because apparently they've taken Kevin off his... Kevin can do whatever he wants now.
Good.
He is no script.
Good.
So let people talk. They can talk.
Yeah, and he can talk.
So
he's great.
Something that we're all super excited for is the... Trish Stratus Charlotte Flair match.
Yeah, who benefits from winning that, really?
No one.
Nobody wins. Like, Trish wins, it's like, probably the best, right? It's like a feel-good moment. It's like, hey, remember you liked her? Hey, look, she still can go.
Yeah.
Hey, she won. But, like, Charlotte burying her does nothing for her, clearly.
And Charlotte doesn't need anything. They're always going to ram her down everyone's throat, no matter what. So.
That's right.
It should have been Trish against some up-and-comer. Let the up-and-comer get the...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get the bump.
Even if they don't get the win, just like have the match of the night.
Yeah.
But that won't happen.
So nobody cares who wins?
No, absolutely not. But I would pick... I'm going to pick Trish.
Yeah.
I know, it's tough.
This might be like a surprise like retirement match or something.
For Charlotte, that'd be great.
Oh my god, that would be the best. I hate her so much.
I actually don't hate her, but I agree she gets too much. Way too much, but I think she's great.
There's no... this is where, like, there's too many belts in wrestling. This is where, like, a lower card women's title would be great.
They have that. They're the tag belts.
What?
Tag Bolts. I swear I saw them once.
I don't think so.
I swear they exist.
I know they talked about it, but I don't think anything ever happened.
There was like a tournament or something.
It's not ringing any bells.
I think women won it. I swear.
And then one quit.
And then the other ones got it, and then... Olivia, help me out. Did that happen?
Maybe. Who knows?
So are you picking Charlotte, then, to retire Trish?
Yeah.
Who are you picking, Rich? You're the wrestling aficionado around here.
Totally gonna go with, Trish.
Stratus?
Trish Stratus.
That's who I'm taking. Yes. So then we got the match that's probably not going to happen. The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, I'm picking Goldberg.
So I'm picking Goldberg, too.
Goldberg redemption match.
He wants it.
He's just going to squash him. It's terrible for Dolph. It's terrible
But can it get any worse for Dolph? Seriously.
I actually think the best thing they could do is just keep squashing him until it becomes part of an angle, and then he just starts winning.
They're not smart enough for that.
They're not. No, keep squashing him until he leaves and goes somewhere else where we can actually watch him wrestle.
Because he's really good.
He's fantastic.
Did you see that Neville got hurt?
I heard he got hurt. Did you see
the picture of it? It looks like he has a bone sticking out of the inside of his thigh.
Oh, God, no. Nope.
There's a hole that's like a half dollar size.
Nope.
In the inside of his thigh.
Nope. I'm not clicking on that.
No.
That poor guy, man. He's finally free to do what he wants. And
yeah. So we got three. We got three Goldbergs. Now you'll notice I didn't say Goldberg being in the match.
Yeah,
you should take Goldberg.
I'm gonna go with Dolph because I like saying that name.
That's fair.
Yeah,
you like Dolph Lundgren.
I respect the man.
Then we got a singles match for the U.S. title: Ricochet and AJ.
Why you gotta make fun of her when I have a girlfriend?
We already saw this one.
A lot. Enough.
It could easily be the best match of the night. Because they're both great.
They don't really have good chemistry.
I don't think they do either. I think AJ wins. I think they're
going with the
OC,
the O club or whatever.
The OC.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. Everything's dumb.
I think AJ's winning so they can keep the belts.
Yeah.
Somebody took a picture of the OC and Shinsuke. Mm-hmm. All standing together, like, isn't this a cool stable? And they're like, yeah, what if we have Finn holding the Universal title? Standing there, I was like, that would be awesome. Like, the five of them together, that would be cool.
Just go look up New Japan, like, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
I think AJ's also going to win. But Ricochet's awesome. I like Ricochet.
Yeah, I think they're going to screw him up. I think they're going to treat him like they did Rey Mysterio when they first tried to push him. Like, hey, you won the belt. You've lost 16 times consecutively, and then you lose defending the belt.
Yeah.
Awful. Mm-hmm. Awful. It's going to be bad. Mm-hmm.
All right, Rich. AJ Styles or Ricochet?
Goldberg.
All right. Oh, shit.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Now you got some fantasy booking I can get behind.
So we got human being Finn Balor versus The Fiend.
Yeah. Yeah.
So The Fiend is a guy that wears like a clown mask. And he has gloves that say hurt and help.
Something like that.
And he listens to them and one wins. And when he comes out, the lights dim and the power goes out. And he has a maniacal laugh.
Oh, okay.
But when he's not the Fiend, he has like a funhouse where he teaches children.
Yeah, it's Mr. Rogers, the other personality,
so the guy that came up with gimmicks wasn't around for his first day, I guess?
Actually, he's, like, the best thing in wrestling right now.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's so convoluted.
Yes.
That's such a busy, unnecessary...
It is. It's great.
You got the real quick... They did it in 2-minute segments for 8 weeks in a row to, like, introduce the character.
Because it's very complicated. His hands talk to him, and then he lights turn off, and then...
Well, that we just learned about places. The lights...
Turn it off. Okay. That was the most recent 2-minute snippet? Okay. All right.
So
Finn Balor, he comes out as the demon sometimes.
Oh.
Where he body paints himself and puts a Rastafari wig on.
Oh, I think I've seen.
God, when we explain this and we say this out loud, I don't blame
him. He doesn't wrestle any different. It's all the same moves.
Yeah, he's supposed to be more aggressive.
But it's all the same. Everything's the exact same.
That's his Hulk out moment?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Although he did dislocate his shoulder and tear his labrum and put it back into place. Oh. And finish wrestling like a 25-minute match.
You know, he's great. But.
So, I think Bray Wyatt's winning because Vince requested 2 months off.
Yeah. Yeah, Bray is definitely going to win.
Bray, yeah.
Unless it's a screwy finish.
Seen him wrestle in a very long
time. But he needs to win for his gimmick.
Yeah, right. It would be dumb.
I guess Pennywise is going to win.
Correct.
Then we got Goldberg. Kevin Owens and the best in the world, Shane McMahon.
If Owens loses, he will quit WWE.
I hope he accidentally murders Shane McMahon.
I'm going to go with Shane. I'm a pick Shane. I think they're going to drag this out and drag this out and like... Come WrestleMania in like April of next year, he gets his job back.
So you're picking Shane?
I'm picking Shane because it makes no sense and it should not be.
Olivia?
I agree.
This is depressing again. Depressing is part two.
I'm picking Kevin just because I want to see him stun Shane McMahon over and over and over.
He probably will.
And I want to see Shane botch it every single time where he just falls down.
He's too sweaty.
It's not his fault. It is. It's like a waterfall of perspiration.
He sweats a lot, and it's fine and all, because, you know, but, like, at some point, it's like you're slipping all over the place, man.
Yeah, this is like, rude to your...
His shoes squeak when he walks around.
Oh. He needs a corner man with a towel.
Yeah.
No joke. He really does.
And some cornstarch.
Giant fans that just...
Yeah,
just
big fans wooden, and blow dryers.
Wooden and cloth
that fans. Gimmick does exist in wrestling.
People just run around fanning?
There's a wrestler in ROH. I think he's still in ROH. Dalton Castle. He's basically Liberace, essentially. He gets in the ring, and he does this thing with these... He's got, like, these 2x4-looking things on his thing. It's like a big peacock-looking thing. And he has these the boys that wrestle with him, and they're just, like, in hula skirts. And he literally walks up them to get in the ring, and they fan him when he gets hurt during the match.
See, that's an extravagant gimmick that I can get behind.
It's pretty awesome,
not
actually.
Not this hand and clown thing. That's fantastic.
Yeah, you know, it's great. They fan him.
Then we got Kofi against Randy for the WWE title.
Because why not?
Because it's playing into, you know, Randy squashing Kofi's push in 2009 because he didn't like him.
Yeah, who cares? I'll pick Kofi.
I'm going with Kofi. I don't think Randy should beat him.
No. There's no storyline. Well, storyline doesn't matter, but there's no real benefit to taking it off Kofi here.
Then that puts Randy at, what, like 15 title? Then he's too close to Cena and Flair.
Nobody's close enough to Flair. Not really.
Yeah.
He's got like 25 actual world title wins.
Yeah, Kofi or Randy?
I guess Kofi.
Well, the sad thing is, I feel like they've ruined all the champions that everyone liked.
Yeah. Correct.
Rich? Kofi Kingston throws pancakes at people.
He does.
Oh, yeah?
And his pants...
Stop there.
His pants have unicorns, and he's in a stable with another guy that keeps pancakes in his singlet, and he pulls them out of his pants and feeds them to people.
My man's throwing pancakes. He wins. He wins at life.
I agree.
Just whipping pancakes at people?
That's amazing. And they have the unicorns, the parade, where they stomp in the corner... Yeah.
All I'm hearing is the state of wrestling currently is kind of bananas.
It is.
Yeah,
that's fair. That's very fair.
And then we got Bayley and Ember.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
It should be a good match.
It should be.
I don't think they're taking the belt off Bayley.
There has to be, like, a title change somewhere here, you would think.
I think it's going to, if it's going to happen, it'll be on the next match. And that would really make me sad. So Bayley, I'm picking Bayley.
Yeah, Bayley.
When Bayley comes out, she dances around and lifts her arms up, and then the wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube men pop up and go around.
And her gimmick is she's nice and she hugs people.
Oh, cool.
And the other person's gimmick is she's a war goddess, almost like a witch.
She howls.
Yeah, and she has orange contacts.
She does have an awesome finisher. She does a stunner off the top rope. She like jumps and
so you know what a stunner is? Kick somebody in the stomach and grab their head and drop on their shoulder. She jumps over you off the top rope and catches your head and lands. Ooh. It's really impressive to watch.
Tricky. So those orange lenses
mm-hmm.
that help with the honing in.
They're tracking.
Yeah. Like the predator.
She may be predator. Part predator for sure.
Yeah.
So that's that. And then the match where I think the title could change, and I'd be really sad, would be Becky and Natalya,
because mm-hmm.
they're in Canada.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that changes everything.
Ooh. Interesting thing, the Usos can't go to Toronto.
What?
Because they got DUIs.
They both have DUIs.
They got priors.
And if you have priors, you're not allowed in Canada.
That's too funny.
Wow.
And
mm-hmm.
they both have multiple.
Well, that's how you get them to not wrestle every pay-per-view for the tag titles. You just go to Canada occasionally. I actually want Natalya to win now, if it's in Canada.
Yeah, they're in Toronto.
Don't care.
That's why Trish is there.
Okay. Mm. I like Natalya. Mm. They've ruined Becky enough that's like, let's hit the reset button and maybe build her back up. I say give it to Natalya.
I really think they should have run with her being female Stone Cold Steve Austin.
They should have. They didn't.
Back in January, November, with the blood mask on her face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great.
She got punched in the face.
For realsies.
For reals. But like by accident.
Broke her orbital bone.
Whoa.
She was on one brand. She was raiding the other brand. Kicked everyone's ass.
Yeah.
Beat Ronda up in the back. Came out, got punched in the face. Walked through the crowd and she must have wiped her face one time and just had blood across her face. And was just standing at the top of the ramps like, bring it.
That's pretty badass. It's pretty badass.
Yeah, no, she's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I want Becky to win, mm-hmm. but I think if a title's changing, I think Natty has the best shot.
Yeah, if Natalya wins,
but she'll lose it on the Tuesday afterwards.
I think,
but not to Becky,
right?
To like
Charlotte.
For the next match.
Oh no, what's her name?
I think the
women's right. What's her
title?
Lacey Evans.
Ugh. Thank you. Hey, that mixed tag match was amazing. Yes. I really thought that was a good match.
I still don't like her.
No, but that match was great. Yeah. And I did chuckle because they did the whole thing with writing Seth's name on her ass,
mm-hmm.
but the cameraman zoomed in way too much.
Right, and missed it.
Well, he was just, like, up her ass quite literally. I was like, oh, cameraman, you fucked up. It's pretty...
So you take him. You said...
I think, yeah, if Natalya wins, I think, for the next match, the title will change there, too.
And then we got Brock versus Seth.
Mm-hmm.
Two people I don't like.
Mm-hmm. I really don't like what they did to Seth.
Seth kind of ruined himself.
He's already unlikable.
Right.
As a person.
That's why he should be a bad guy and not a good guy. He should never be a good guy.
No, because he's awful.
He's fine as a bad guy. I don't like how Brock Lesnar just pretty much decimated him and just had liberties with him.
Right.
And that was gross.
Yeah.
I mean, he was dry heaving and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, that's awful. And I don't even care. I don't even want this match to happen.
No.
Goldberg.
That would be great.
I guess if I gotta pick somebody, I want Seth to win, so I'll pick him. Because fuck Brock.
Right.
Forever.
I'm picking Seth just because I hate Brock more than Seth. Mm.
Yeah. Seth.
I think Cain Velasquez.
Whoa. He did just debut in pro wrestling.
Yeah,
this past weekend.
I'm taking Cain Velasquez. Then.
Mm. Oh, man. That'd be great.
Just actually go out there and kick the holy hell out of Brock.
So that's sad wrestles.
Why do we watch this shit still?
Depressles. SummerSlam edition.
Depressles.
Alright, so let's talk about something else. Let's talk about the boys. Talk about them there, boys.
Watch the show on Amazon.
Correct. Everybody here has seen it. Everybody has finished it. Has anybody read the whole comic?
Not the whole comic, no.
Nope.
Okay.
I gave up
the first two.
Okay.
So how far does... If the show followed the books, how far into the books would it have gone?
Not very far at all.
Like one or two trades?
It's like one... And they borrow from other stuff. Like, the Butcher origin kind of stuff doesn't come until way later. It's a mini series, and I think it's like the 7th or 8th trade.
Okay.
So they talk about that. That was a little different as well. But I feel like all the changes they made were fine, because it worked better as a TV show the way they did it. Because the book, I know, like, it's very, like, shocking to see some of the weird stuff that happens in the show, the violent, gross stuff. It's not even close to the book. The book is just nasty. Yeah. So. Yeah.
That's why I couldn't deal with the book.
Everybody's, at all. Like, gay, first of all, in the book.
Yeah. A lot of people gay. Yep.
Everybody. And they're all doing some really, depraved shit.
Yeah.
But, so. The guy that they got to play Homelander was terrifying.
Yeah, he's amazing. And he's spot on with the book. I feel he's perfect.
Like, he was such a creepy character.
Yeah. He played it real well. Both sides of the coin, too. Like, when he was being all, like, the public face and being all, like, no, you're the real hero to, like, everybody. And then when, like, the camera flipped around, he turned into a real sociopath.
Right.
He played both sides really well.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I would recommend the show.
I enjoyed the show.
Yeah, like, I was hoping, like, they didn't do what they did to Preacher. And, like, I think so far they didn't. I think they stayed, like, truer to, like, the overall tone of the book, which I liked.
Toning it down is probably better for a TV show. The TV show, too. It was creepy enough. Like,
yeah.
If you take it too far, people aren't going to watch it.
Right. If you make them all unapologetically awful, there's no real, like, how much of a show of just watching everyone suck. Like, is anybody going to really want to put up with, you know? Like, there has to be some aspects to it that make... Because, you know, I guess maybe, like, because I'm not a fan of the comic book at all. I feel like it's way too much, like, just trashing the concept of a comic book, you know? Like, that's fine. This is more, they kind of add aspects to the characters that make... Like, you can understand why some of these characters careened into being terrible people. Whether it's, like, drugs or whatever. Like, there are various aspects where they're still terrible people, and I hope they die. But you can kind of... The breadcrumbs, I think, leading to them being terrible people makes me feel a little bit... Like, a story I can follow a little bit more. I can be like, okay, well, that's why that guy turned into a piece of crap. I still want him to die, though.
I feel like Huey is kind of like Walter White, where he ended up just in over his head and shit that he wanted no part to originally, but just had to deal with it.
Yeah. He definitely is like that, for sure.
And I liked the Starlight character.
Mm-hmm. She's pretty close to the book as well.
Just like someone that actually wants to do things that are good.
Yeah, I think she could have been portrayed more like... I don't know. I always thought of her as like more smiley and bubbly and... Like very, like, overly nice and overly genial.
Yeah, I think the book goes a little bit different with her, because they don't reveal the relationship she develops with Huey right away. Like, that's way later in the book. Like, it's happening, but, like, nobody realizes it.
Nobody knows,
On both sides of it. The boys don't know, the superheroes don't know. I don't even think he knows she's a superhero
They don't know each other.
I think they did meet on the park bench. I think that was
right. That's correct.
And they just hit it off, and then they
They started dating, but they didn't know yet.
Right.
Oh my.
So like some of it's pretty close, but she's pretty. But yes, she's more bubbly. She's very Christian soldier. She's very like everybody has a good side, and like she puts up with way more crap, and it's way more awful.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she doesn't get as jaded and angry like she does in the show that quickly. Like, not even close. And I don't know. There's so many great... See, the reason I enjoy the book is because when you read it as a whole, there's so many twists and turns and unexpected things, which just doesn't exist in comics anymore. Like, where you just didn't have a clue XYZ was going to happen. And I really enjoyed that, because by the time you get to the last, like, volume of it, you're like, what is happening? What can even happen now? Like, it's bonkers. And you're just like, I remember waiting every month for those issues to come out. I'm like, what can you even do? Everything's awful. It's fantastic.
I get the feeling like the showrunners already know how long they want the show to go.
Yes.
Like, they haven't said it, but like, if it was 3 seasons, like, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, if they're like, this is where we want to get to.
I don't know.
And that's...
Do you know who the showrunner is?
Seth Rogen. He's one of the big...
Eric Kripke, the dude that made Supernatural. So
that was CW's fault.
It could be 5 seasons, like he wanted, or it could be 17 seasons, like Amazon wants.
Oh, God.
It could go either way. So he does. I definitely think, as a showrunner, he probably has an idea where he wants it to end, and hopefully he gets his wish.
I would say 4, maybe 5, just because if they're going to be 8 episode seasons, I could see it being 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And you're done. You told the story. I don't want it to go too much off the rails. I don't want it to go in too many different directions. For the most part, things that happened in the show happened in the book at some point. There's only a couple things that were just drastically different. And I won't spoil them for you here. But if you want to, come up to me and I'll whisper them in your ear.
I think character-wise, too, I liked everybody. I liked all the actors they picked. There really wasn't too many, besides, like, you know, the Carl Urban, there wasn't too many big names. You weren't distracted at all. It was like, I liked them all. Black Noir was, I still want to know what the deal with that guy is. Like, what?
He just Black Noir is one of my favorite characters.
He's black.
Yeah, exactly.
So he was the same way in the book. Like, he was just always there. They're like, oh, yeah, he's really strong. He's a really cool guy. He's really good. He's one of the bigger guys in the 7. But he never does anything.
Yeah.
And there's, like, weird little moments with him throughout the book. And you're just like, what is this guy's deal? And I loved in the show that he only did, like, one thing. He really didn't do anything.
Just walked around, sat around.
Exists, yeah.
Yeah. Just being creepy and just kind of quietly staring at things.
And I like how, like, in the show and the book, where, like, it doesn't really matter, like, who the heroes are, like, what they do. It's just, like, it focuses on who they really are.
Like, their powers don't matter.
Behind closed doors.
Yeah.
So, like, Black Noir, like, who cares what he does? He's he's guilty by association, I guess.
Yeah. Because they're all different levels. And I liked that they weren't just all completely... Like, they weren't all completely gross. They kind of had their weird little niches, you know? Like, the one guy's a drug addict. The one dude was like a peeping Tom. You know, like, they were all gross in different ways. They weren't all gross in every way. Which I kind of feel like went a little bit of the comic books. It was kind of like, it was very over the top. They were all into, you know, I won't go into the whole shebang. But, yeah, I like that they all kind of had their little niche. So they're kind of like, oh, no, that guy's that kind of scumbag. So as the show kind of, like, opened up, they were like, it kind of, like, they all kind of fell down one by one. You were like, oh, this is the 7. And then, like the translucent, you quickly figure out what kind of weirdo he is. Mm-hmm. And then the dude that's supposed to be Aquaman, like, oh, you figure out what his weird thing is. And then slowly but surely, they just all kind of fall apart. And then the pacing of it was real nice.
Some of the stuff they did with the deep was just ridiculous. Like, with the dolphin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the lobster.
Yeah. Yeah, he's your comic relief, for sure. He wasn't as big in the book. Like, they didn't really focus on him too much. Mm-hmm. I think because in the book, he has a giant diving helmet, like an old 30s-style diving helmet, which, thank God, they got rid of that and didn't make him wear that. Because how can you act in that or hear him or anything? Like, it would have been awful. Unless that was the shtick. And he just never fought then, because that's kind of how he was in the book. Like, he wasn't a huge deal.
Yeah,
he was background for sure. And I like that he's silly in this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's such a jackass.
So,
yeah.
As far as Huey,
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, it kind of bothered me that you actually pointed out that I forgot he doesn't have a Scottish accent.
And neither does Simon Pegg, which the character of Huey in the book is based on.
Right, and I was a little upset, like, why didn't they get Simon Pegg? But then, Simon Pegg does show up, and he plays Huey's dad, which, that's not really a character in the book.
No, they did that because Simon Pegg didn't want to play Huey. He's like, I'm too old.
He is.
That's a good
call. It's just, it's perfect.
I wouldn't have cared, though.
I didn't care.
Would have been, yeah.
It's like, play his dad, that's perfect, it's fine.
But where's the accent?
Right.
What'd you guys think of Carl Urban's accent?
Oh, and there was a...
Carl Urban's great.
Perfect, because he's supposed to sound just like... what's his name?
He's perfect in everything.
Michael Caine. He's supposed to sound just like him.
Okay. All right. I can dig it. I mean, Carl Urban. I love him in everything.
Carl Urban's great in everything.
He's
great. He did his research. So, I mean, physically, you know... Billy Butcher's supposed to be, like, taller and more muscular, but...
Man.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Carl Urban seems to be, like, someone that cares about the roles he plays.
Mm-hmm.
like with the whole like Dread thing, when they're like, "We're gonna have you take your helmet off," and he's like, "Then I'm not gonna be in your movie."
My man.
This is about my chin. Don't you know how this works?
Right.
That's my man right there.
And, like, the whole time I'm expecting him to like start banging the CIA chick. That never happens.
Oh, that's a thing from the complex or whatever? That's like a.
Right. Yeah.
I'm getting weird. Like, I shouldn't have asked that question.
Why are you asking questions?
Oh man.
Don't you know this?
Who said it was a chick?
Whoa! Wow. Hey, that's right.
But I like the boys too. I thought I don't know if the characterizations are accurate to the book, but all the actors, I liked them all. Like Frenchie's
like spot on.
That's yeah. spot on.
I mean, he's a little more stereotypical French, like weird French references every now and then. The female's perfect, and they gave her a name. Okay.
Whatever.
I don't think she had it. She was just the female.
Yeah.
She
Mother's Milk is, spot on.
He's pretty good, yeah. He's a little, I think, more hands-on than he was in the book. But, I don't know. There's things with all of them that I want to talk about, but I won't. Because I feel like they'll tackle it as the show goes on. And the show's been good. Like I said, there's only like one major thing that I'm like, that's not right. That's not how that went. Why? Mm-hmm. Why this? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
but not enough to stop you from watching it.
No, I enjoyed it, and I will say the guy playing the Homelander was like the star of the whole show. Like he was perfect.
So,
I like Giancarlo Esposito showing up. He was the boss of everything.
I was like, where was he? Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's like, Gus, shit's about to get real.
So Amazon apparently was like on board with everything. Because as you can tell, this show has some pretty effed up like moments. Yeah. But apparently the one scene that they shot down, one of the times where Stillwell kind of belittled Homelander, they had a scene that filmed and everything, so it might show up in some kind of like extra cut. But apparently the Homelander got so mad, he flew up to the top of the Chrysler building and muttered something like, "I can do whatever I want." And apparently he just jerked off like onto New York City. They said they filmed it and everything.
That would happen.
Like they actually, like the guy, the actor went through the whole thing. They pretended to jerk off onto New York City. But the Amazon was like, no, man, we can't.
That's pretty funny.
That's the line we draw. Everything else we'll let you get away with. The scene with the baby in the hospital, we'll let you do that. That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Some aspects with that stuff are pretty sketchy. With anything with like babies, people get like pretty like, no, don't mess with babies. But no, I'm gonna bear that. That's the one. I can understand it though.
Because they don't want people to go out there and start doing that mess. Like, hey, everybody, go do the Homelander. Go on a tall building.
40 people just standing on top of the Chrysler building, jerking off. It doesn't look like it's raining.
I mean, that's good publicity. They should do it. They should put that scene back.
As long as they wear Homelander capes.
So I think we all give it a. Definitely looking forward to season 2.
Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't take too long to come back.
That's the problem with binge watching shows. It takes so long to
Touché.
Come back. It's like, ugh, I watched it all. Now I gotta wait next year.
But it felt really good that it was only 8 episodes. Like, we don't need 13 episodes. Like, this isn't the age of cable where it's like, you need 13 episodes to fill it up.
For season 1A. Right. And then finish your story arc out in part B, which is another 10 to 13 episodes.
It makes sense for cable because you play it once, you do it again, all reruns, and that's half your year, and then you come back with the new stuff. Yeah. I get that. We don't have to do that anymore.
Right, you don't need 26 weeks of a show
for
then 26 weeks to watch the season again.
Because you're trying to pad episodes to get the syndication.
Right.
You know, I mean, if the story's 8 episodes, the story's 8 episodes. Like, don't
talked about that a lot with the Netflix Marvel shows.
Oh my god.
Some of them should have been 8 or 10.
Every single one, except I think the second season of Daredevil, I feel like was the only one that I feel like had like enough meat on its bones to get there. Every single one could have been about 4 episodes later, and it would have been fine. You know, like as much as I liked Jessica Jones, if they could have just not had that Scooby let the bad guy get away moment in the middle of like every season, the bad guy got away inexplicably, like a couple extra times. What are you doing? Like the first season, okay, they're just starting out at this whole thing that every single season they get away. Come on. You know other superheroes, call in backup. If you can't hold on to these bad guys, if they're squirming out of your grip, just go call somebody else. Like call Luke or call
Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Don't call him, because then you talk about his fist glowing and
I fought a dragon once. Freaking dick.
Nobody cares.
Oh man.
So we went and saw some movies.
Yes.
We saw...
Them summer movies.
We saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. The most recent Tarantino film. Without giving anything away, I thought it was fine. I'm not like a diehard Tarantino person. Like, I don't feel like I have to see his movies.
Yeah, I usually catch them eventually.
I think if you enjoy all his other movies, I think you'll be fine with this one. So first of all, this movie's like 3-some-odd hours long.
No, it's how long like is it? 2.5 hours.
Holy crap. Oh, 2.5. No, I thought it was more like 3. I don't know. It's a long movie.
It's a short Tarantino.
It's a long movie.
It feels like...
it feels long. Yeah. So take that as you will. However, what the movie does well is really setting the tone and setting the scene for, like, 1969, that whole era. Because, you know, like, Tarantino's known for his, like, picking his music to that plays, like, throughout, like, you know, the whole film. Like, he picks some, like, really great music. I liked how, like, there's just, like, the little minor details where they're in the car, they're listening to the radio, all this, like, there's commercials playing, and it's, like, just real...
The attention to detail is great, like without stop. But like, I found myself bored, but interested enough to not, like, it was weird. Like, I was bored sitting there, but I was still interested in the story.
Because you're kind of waiting to see, like, all right, where's this going to go? What's going to happen next?
I really like Leonardo DiCaprio's character and Brad Pitt's character. Like, I like the parts everyone plays. Like, they all do a good job. But just, it was a weird movie to sit through. Like, not that the movie's weird, but, like, the feeling I had sitting in the theater watching it was strange. Because, like, usually when a movie feels long, you're like, ugh, I really wish this had been 45 minutes shorter, or, like, an hour shorter. But, like, I don't wish that, but it felt like it's runtime.
I feel like I felt that way in the theater watching Inglourious Basterds. Like, I thought that movie was really good, but, like, there's, like, this middle part where it's just, like, really, really slow, and I'm like, if you just cut, you know, 20 minutes out here.
Yeah.
Which, for any other director, would be, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, I looked it up. Would have been perfect. The runtime with credits is 2:45, so it's a 2.5-hour long movie.
It might as well be 3. Yeah, it might as well be at that point. Because there is, like, a lot, he does have a lot of, like, pregnant pauses and, like, the, like, long, drawn-out, like, conversations between people to kind of build tension to what's going to happen next. So I can believe it would feel, would feel a little longer. I mean, I love all of it. Like, I've watched all of his movies a ton.
Is this his weakest one, in your opinion? Is it near the bottom?
I don't know. Like, it might be, like, one of the bottom ones, maybe, but...
I don't think I haven't seen all of his movies.
I think his weakest one
But I can't name all of his movies.
Okay. I don't know. Like Jackie Brown might be his weakest one.
I think so.
Hateful Eight's great.
Hateful Eight is a bit... That one feels long to me. Some weird spots in the middle.
I did not like what they did with Bruce Lee.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole thing.
That's a big
thing with this movie.
Even as I saw it, and before I saw the article about Bruce Lee's daughter...
Being pissed
about it.
They portray Bruce as just, like, this arrogant
just
prick.
He's a real dick, yeah. That's not who he was.
Yeah. It's bizarre takes on reality, though. You know? Like, it's not... No one thinks that this movie exactly... Is it at least funny? No. No, it's...
Not really. It's real cringy. Bruce Lee wouldn't act like that. And I'm surprised by that because, just judging by, you know, he did freaking Kill Bill and he's, like, based a lot of that on, like, Bruce Lee films. I would think Tarantino would have a lot more respect for Bruce Lee and would portray him with a lot more respect.
Yeah, there's a lot of disrespect being thrown at Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Interesting. Because, I mean, he does have alternate, like, Inglourious Bastards. Like, he has a lot of bizarre takes on actual people or perceptions of events in World War II.
Yeah, so this felt like he was trying to knock Bruce off of a pedestal.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Yeah, well, that's not a good idea.
Mm-mm. Mm. Yeah, this movie, most people are everybody seems divided, where people are like, I hate it, or I love it. There's really no middle ground, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's so polarizing, I guess.
Yeah. I listened to a little bit of, apparently Dan, Max, and somebody else went and saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan loved it.
Mm-hmm.
The person I did not know who was hated it.
Was it CJ, maybe?
No, because I know who CJ is. It was somebody's name I didn't recognize. And Max fell in the middle of...
Daryl.
Yes.
Daryl's cool. Hi, Daryl.
And Max sort of fell in the middle of, like, he saw it.
Right.
And that's where I'm at. Like, I saw it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd see it again. Like, if it's on, like... But I'm not sad that I saw it. Like, it exists, and that's fine.
Yeah.
It falls in that category of a movie you'd watch, like, with your friends to watch it, but you wouldn't seek it out ever.
Right.
On your own.
Fair enough.
But I think the weird feeling that you kind of get with it is, like, you start to feel nostalgic for a time that you never lived in.
All right.
I think that's the weird feeling you get when you watch it.
That's a cool thing to accomplish. Anyway, yeah. Huh?
That is cool. I mean, I grew up in the 80s. Everything I watched was from the 70s initially. It's like, I love the 70s. What a cool time. It's like, it wasn't there. It wasn't there.
So everybody loves the 80s right now. We're kind of, it's transitional.
Oh, we're in like, yeah, the 90s came back around now.
What in the world?
Yeah.
We're all old.
Ugh.
Yeah. Ugh. Yep. Gross. Speaking of a gross feeling.
And then we also went and saw Hobbs and Shaw. Not much thought needed to go into that movie.
No, you don't have to think at all. You just leave your brain at the door.
If you love 80s action films, like Arnold movies, yes. Stallone movies, yes. You'll love this.
I still love Arnold and Stallone movies today.
If you just want to watch The Rock be The Rock and Jason Statham be himself... That's exactly what you get. And I feel like the one thing I got is that a lot of the scenes where those two are together are not scripted. I feel like they just said, be mean to each other. And that's what they did.
The Rock's so good at that. And I think Statham is also good at that, having done all those Expendable movies. It's like, hey, there's a guy who's bigger than you. He's going to bully you a bit. Just give him some shit.
Right.
He's had so much experience.
They couldn't have written in some of the insults that they were throwing at each other.
That's great.
It's over 2 hours long. It's like 2 hours and 20 minutes long.
Wow.
Jeez, you guys watch some long-ass movies.
And
did you have to refill the popcorn? Like, what? I asked the burning questions.
It was fun. Like, if you just want to turn your brain off and watch nonsense happen on the screen.
I would watch this movie, and I don't care about Fast and the Furious anything. So, I would...
I would recommend it.
I don't even really care about
anybody who doesn't like Fast and Furious, you'll probably like it.
Because it doesn't look like a Fast and Furious. It just has a...
characters. The Rock and Jason Statham were both in the Fast and the Furious movies.
That seems to be about it.
Yeah. And Helen Mirren's in it.
Okay.
And she's great, and she did an interview where she said she had always wanted to be in the Fast and the Furious franchise. Like, that's what she's wanted to do.
No, she didn't. She's just a good PR person.
Because she doesn't have to act.
Oh, well. Oh. Touché.
She's like, everyone should want to be in these movies. You don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. It's perfect. I want to do them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's about right.
Yeah. Can't argue with that.
Just kind of, sitting there, and you just kind of wiggle a gear shifter for a while, and just yell a line every once in a while.
She just sits like, in a chair. Her.
Yeah, just give you a paycheck. My name demands a paycheck.
Idris Elba's great.
Oh, of course. Well,
yeah. And Ryan Reynolds shows up, and all his scenes are funny, obviously, of course. Kevin Hart shows up. He's
of course.
Very funny.
Yeah.
What? Of course. Roman Reigns is in it.
What?
He's like a cousin or something. I don't know.
What?
Oh, the one thing we did learn, Uso means brother.
So they're Usos, calling each other like Usos. I'm like, oh.
So the Usos are the brothers. Oh, they're calling each other Us.
Us. Cracking an egg of knowledge on us.
Yeah. All
right.
Good work.
Roman spears somebody.
Of course.
2 hours and 20 minutes.
Out a window into like a moving car.
The most impressive thing he did, he was on the back of a truck and he had like two chains hooked with hooks on them in each hand, and he threw it at the car behind him, and of course they latched on and clipped.
Onto perfectly. The axles of the car behind him.
Oh, yes.
That is impressive.
And then he made the car flip 16 times.
No, there was a helicopter picking the cars up.
Of course.
So they had to attach and more trucks.
They're all connected to each other. So they were like, oh, we need more weight. So we gotta, like, get the next
and
car.
And then the next car.
Because that's what helicopters need, is
the
more
next
weight.
Car, like, backs in and bumps, and the chains on that flip around the axle.
Oh!
And then the last truck, he flips a lever, and, like, the hitch flips out of the bottom and grabs the bumper.
All right.
Like, perfectly. And then the winch fails, so the rocks holding on to the helicopter and all the trucks.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So Idris Elba can't get away.
Oh, okay. Because they saw Chris Evans doing Captain America, and it was like, I'm twice his size, I can do this.
And this is way more over the top.
Way
more. Because just the front wheels of the truck.
Yeah, because he's not actually a super soldier.
Just the front wheels of the truck are on the ground still. The rest of the trucks are hanging over an edge, and the front wheels pull everything back on.
All right. All right, I mean, I'll watch it. I mean, you're not
can we get drunk and watch it?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I would have fun not drunk, but I think I'd have way more fun.
It's just so ridiculous.
What in the world?
It was perfect for what it was.
I mean, it sounds like it was what it was advertised, so you can't fault it. Too wild. There's Rock.
Three after credit scenes.
Yes.
To sell that Hobbs and Shaw too. Hobbs, Shaw, and Reynolds.
They do kind of set that up, but none of the after credit scenes play into that.
It just depends on how much money it makes. They're just hedging their bets.
It did $120 million this weekend.
There's going to be another one of those damn things.
You put The Rock in anything.
Yeah, I mean, I like him. I hope all of his movies get like more movies detached on, but man.
The trailer for Jumanji 2 looks good.
I still gotta watch that first one.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
And then the trailer for the new one, Danny DeVito gets locked into The Rock's body.
I heard that. Yeah.
So wait.
It's somebody else is in it, right? Somebody else.
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover.
Okay.
Yes, it's Kevin Hart.
So wait a second.
So good.
So Danny Glover logs onto the game or whatever, and then he ends up being
he
in
gets
Kevin
sucked
Hart's body.
Into the game in Kevin Hart's body.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then is it Danny Glover's voice while Kevin Hart is moving his mouth?
No, it's Kevin Hart pretending to be Danny Glover in a young person's body.
I can dig this. So then the Rock is pretending
acting
to be
like,
yes,
to be Danny DeVito.
Yes,
oh
my God.
The Rock is acting like Danny DeVito.
I like where this is going.
Yeah, no,
did you see the first one?
I think
no, like the most recent one, not
yeah,
the Rock Williams
I think.
One. It was good.
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. I think it was on HBO and I was watching
it. You should watch
it. Okay. I'm not entirely sure.
But yeah, Danny Glover in Kevin Hart's body. With
Jack Black. Jack Black's in it. Okay. I watched an amount of the movie. Because I remember he ate the cake and then he died. Wasn't it? It was like he ate a piece of cake or something when they were in a market, then he lost one of his lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, ha ha. That's a funny thing.
So. That's that.
All right.
Hey, that is that. Well.
Is it time to put this thing to bed?
It's all tuckered out. Yeah, we'll put it to bed. Maybe we'll do that. We'll yell about the X-Men on a minisode. You want to yell about the X-Men on a minisode?
I have a question for Rich.
Everything. Okay.
Since I've asked everyone else this and Rich hasn't been on. So, Rich, I've done this with everyone else. What is a movie you love that is universally hated or disliked? And also vice versa, a movie that you hate that is universally loved?
Throw it. Throw the shade. Do
universally
it.
Hated.
Or disliked, a bad movie.
I'd say my mind automatically goes to Last Action Hero. I know it's a bad movie. I know it's a bad movie.
That movie's fun.
But I love watching that stupid movie. And he gets out of the tar pit and he just wipes it all off with a paper towel. The movie's amazing. The dude with the eyeball where it switches to the crosshairs.
When Max reviewed it on Tapes and Scouts, and I was just like, man, now I want to watch this, but that's like a waste of my time. I should be watching a different movie for Tapes and Scouts and not just rewatching everything Max watched.
There was a summer where I was either watching that or Empire Records.
I love Empire Records.
We had HBO, and that, like, every time I turned it on, it was either Last Action Hero or Empire Records.
It's Rex Manning Day.
Motherfucking Rex Manning Day.
It's Rex Manning Day.
So, and one that I hate that everyone loves. I hope you guys are ready for the heat.
I'm ready. Let's do it. I love it.
I cannot ever sit through a watching of Forrest Gump without getting infuriated.
Wow. Oh, that's fine. That movie makes me incredibly angry and I can't watch it anymore.
It's just, I can't. Like, it's
But do you
so,
hate it?
Well,
I hate it.
Well, hang on. Why? Like, what is it about it?
So, I do not believe a thing that man said. The entire movie. I do not believe a thing of it. I know how history happened. I know his ass wasn't there. And
he totally made the smiley face shirt.
His voice, his voice the entire time is just the exact same pitch. There's no acting. Besides, he just picks one lane. He's in it the whole movie. And I love Tom Hanks. If I saw him right now, I would hug him and apologize for hating Forrest Gump. But I can't. It's droll, just nails on a chalkboard to me. So I just get so sick of it. And we're just like, just get off that bench. Get off that bench and no one has to hear him anymore. The movie will be over. Just walk away from the bench. Just keep going. Just get in the bus. Just don't even wait for the bus.
Hate how much of an asshole Jenny is.
Jenny is a terrible human being. A terrible human being. Yeah. And then he's following around the whole time. And I feel bad for the guy. I don't like him. But I'm like, I feel bad for you, man. You gotta break the habit.
Right.
You know, but I just can't watch that movie.
Did you at least enjoy the soundtrack?
I don't even know what was on it.
It's just every classic rock song ever.
Oh, okay, so every other movie that takes place in that era, probably the same thing. Like, yeah. So I could watch Apocalypse Now, and it's probably the same soundtrack.
Pretty much.
Yeah, the Doors were on both.
So that's my hot take on that one.
Credence,
because I know people love that movie. It won awards or something, I guess. But I just can't.
Yeah, I'd love to rewatch Apocalypse Now since you brought that up.
There you go. I'll watch that.
Well, thanks.
That's my money. You're welcome.
If you hate Rich, you can tell us why in a short essay that we print out and read here. You can send it to capesandscoutspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you, everybody. We'll come back with a mini-sode at some point. I don't know. Maybe I'll put it up. I feel like I'm way behind on putting things up, which is a nice problem to have. So, good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.